Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the best way for me to judge the start of a new month is when my friend Dina Schmidt drops by with another monthly visit, and it's time for that right now. One Health Benefits, and again, let me just give you this real quick. It's onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. Here is her phone number, and the great thing that I love about her, morning, noon, or night, so passionate about what she does, you can call this number anytime, even throughout this hour. Leave your name and number. She will get back to you. It's 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. If you're wondering about your health care, if you're wondering about what it covers, if you're thinking about Medicare, as this is the first year, you're going to be 65. You've just turned 65. The other thing that she does on this show, she gives of her knowledge that you get a chance to call in free. Just pick up the phone right now and call in and get any question answered about your health care. You know, you may be dealing with a situation right now and you're starting to be concerned about lengthy hospital stays and testing and bills and things that are going to be coming in. Prescription prices, she can handle that. She can give you the information at least to kind of get you through the morning. And then obviously you make an appointment later for more of her great services. And let me remind you again, the carriers pay. You do not pay for her services. So this is what you call a good deal for both sides. So I want to begin with her by saying good morning. And it's always a pleasure to have you back. And, you know, we were having a little chat before the show and she brought something to my attention that I think is imperative that we talk about, and a lot of you may not realize this, but the American Rescue Plan, it will end next Sunday, open enrollment. So the clock is ticking a little over a week, and before you know it, it'll be less than a week. So, Dina, it's great to have you back. Let's begin with the significance and the importance of this opening part of our conversation today. The American Rescue Plan, open enrollment will end a week from tomorrow. Go ahead, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and hello, everybody. Want to give a shout out to all my loyal listeners who listen every single show, to Larry and Dave and all my friends out there. So hello to all of you guys. And yes, so I hope that there are a lot of people out there who don't realize and are going to learn today and are going to be able to save themselves by giving a call and getting insurance, because I think we've been taking for granted that you can buy insurance at any point since December, but that's ending. So yes, you will no longer be able to change your plan or to get insurance if you're currently uninsured, unless you have a qualifying event, by next Sunday. So August 15th is the deadline to change your plans, to get insurance if you're uninsured. So please don't let that time go by and realize afterwards thinking, I could have been insured, because the deadline will end next Sunday. So unless you have a qualifying event, you will not be able to get insurance if you're uninsured currently or if you want to change your plan. And that's important because a lot of people who were already in our system, which is called Penny, and Penny is our state exchange. Now, last year we were part of healthcare.gov, and this year our state decided to go rogue and have our own exchange, which actually significantly benefited us because now we play by our own rules, the Pennsylvania rules. We don't have to go by the federal, and we have our own exchange called Penny. So here's another thing that's important. If you were in Penny getting a subsidy, and what happened under the American Rescue Plan is a lot more money was given out. So it could have changed your qualifications, and you could possibly upgrade your plan. Now, if you didn't take advantage of that, you will not be able to after August 15th. So there's a lot of things we need to talk about that are going to change after August 15th that you need to be aware of to take advantage. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity of what's been given by not knowing, okay? So listen up if you are uninsured, if you are currently getting insurance through Penny, and you can possibly upgrade your plan, don't miss out. Give me a call so we can go over what you currently have and see if we can upgrade your plan. And it could be actually less money than what you were paying because of the new monies that were given out as part of the American Rescue Plan.
You know, let me just say this, why I appreciate you in talking about people who, you know, should be thinking about qualifying for this and stepping up to the plate and getting something done with you. You know, I see these ads all the time for Penny. The only thing that I can really make sense of any of it, it's spelled P-E-N-N-E as opposed to P-E-N-N-Y. No offense, Dina, you're about the best at explaining this. Those who are promoting this, I don't believe, are doing a very good job for people to understand exactly what it's all about. But I think you've been very clear. And I think that alone is why people should call you, I think.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're just sending out form emails that aren't specific to that member. So what I'm getting is my members, I mean, Rob, it's just crazy not to call because I'm your own personal concierge. And for people who don't do this for a living to figure it out, I really feel bad. I don't know how you do because all they do is they send out form emails. So even if you've already changed your plan and you're all set, you're still going to get an email saying, hurry, hurry, you must pick your plan by August 15th or you will not be insured. Well, that causes a lot of fear. That's just a form email that they send to everybody. But you open it and you think it's specific to you. So if I'm free, why wouldn't you call? There's no incentive for me to push you one way or the other with any carrier. It doesn't work that way. My clients are the only interest I have in mind. It's nothing with the carriers because you don't pay to use me. And it is completely confusing for people who don't do this for a living. And what I've realized by doing your show is, I mean, I live this. My whole family's in insurance, both sides, on the carrier side as well as me being on the broker side. So I've lived this for 20 years. I understand it. And then you start to assume everybody does. And you talk and people are like, what? You're kidding me. You mean I could qualify for that? No, I can't. Yeah, you can. And it's just, you know, you only know what you know. And there's just so much out there. The biggest thing I think that your show has given me is I've been able to help people retire early. That has probably been the biggest thing because people want to retire, but they've had insurance through their employer their entire lives. And they didn't think they could afford, nor did they know who to go to find out what's the next step. How do I know, where do I go to buy insurance? How do I find out how much I pay? So personally, the worst thing you want to do is just go into a kiosk at the mall or walk into one of the shops because they only represent them. So if you only represent one brand, then when you go to them, they're only going to be able to tell you what they have. And that may not be what's best for you. You want to make sure you have options to every carrier there is. So that's why I don't recommend going into the kiosks or the, you know, the specific carrier shops. You want to have a broker who's licensed who represents everything.
All right, let me jump in here because we got to take a break. This is such interesting stuff. We're going to talk more about this in the next segment. She's got some success stories to tell you about. And we're also going to get to regular healthcare coverage and Medicare. Things that are not covered that you think might be covered and some things that I think that is very important that you need to know. But the most important thing is that I want to give you her phone number. And you can call it now. You can call it anytime, morning, noon, or night. Leave your name, first and last name, and a number that she can reach you at. And she will get back to you, 724-799-8255. 8873-724-799, 8873-onehealthbenefits.com. The letter one is spelled out. If you have a question for her right now on the heels of that very good first segment and you want to talk to her right now and get some information, hey, our number is 866-391-1020. There is no reason for anyone to go without health coverage. She can make it possible and affordable. She's Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits. We'll be right back. You know, I get some of my best information during our chats during the commercial breaks and things that, you know, she just understands from the get-go. And I told her earlier, I said, you know, I'm getting all, because I'm 64, I'm getting all of this mail. And it's just, it's so overwhelming and phone calls. And she gave me some great advice. She makes it simple. And really, people need to know, especially getting ready to enroll for Medicare or talking about, we were just talking about the American Rescue Plan. They need to ignore that and they need to talk to a professional. And this is what you do every day. The average person, no matter how much, even someone like me, who's somewhat educated because I do these shows with you, it's don't try to figure it out because you're not going to figure it out. Right, Dina?
Exactly. There is so much out there that is changing on a weekly basis that unless you do this for a living, then you're going to miss out. If you saw what I do behind the scenes, I am constantly taking tests, constantly researching, and that's not something an average person can do. You need a specialist, and that is what I can do for you. They just send out form emails to people, and it does cause a lot of anxiety. So if you are in Penny, please give me a call so we can make sure you're where you need to be, because a lot of the premiums have changed. A lot of the insides of the plan, it's called cost sharing. You may also be eligible for that. So not only with the new American Rescue Plan are people getting what's called a subsidy. That's where the government pays a portion of the plan. But there's also something called CSR, which is cost sharing reduction. So there are people out there, Rob, who have plans that we can't buy on the market. So, for example, say your income's a certain level. The government even pays the inside of your plan, and that's how I describe it, by saying the government will take that $3,000 deductible and lower it to $75. Your co-pays will go from $30 to $1. So did you guys know that? No, because there's nothing out there for you to learn about it. So that's available too. It's called cost sharing reduction, and it's only available on certain plans. It's only available on silver metallic plans. So if you're currently in Penny getting a subsidy, but you have a bronze plan, you may be doing yourself a disservice, because if you qualify for the cost sharing reduction, it's not available on the bronze plan. It's only available on the silver. So that's something you wouldn't have known. So there's a lot of things that you could be missing out of. You only know what you know. Call a professional. Give me a call at 724-799-8873 so I can look at your plan and make sure you're where you need to be. And like I said, all you people out there who are not insured, there's no reason anymore with this new American Rescue Plan. There's so much money available. I am going to just give you some examples. Couple making $110,000 are qualifying for the government to pay for their insurance. I think $110,000 for two people is pretty good money. And I don't think I would ever seek out and see if I could get financial assistance if I made that money, but you do. So don't assume that you don't qualify or that's not available to you. Just give me a call and we'll check it out. There's no cost to you. But there is a lot that's available, and it ends next Sunday. And please don't call me Saturday night. People tend to procrastinate, and I see it all the time. I will get 1,000 people calling me, and with my personality, I won't turn anyone down. And my husband will want to shoot me because I'll be working till midnight Saturday night. So please don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, that's why, listen, if you're out there and if you're wondering if you qualify and this can happen to you, you should just call today. Call now during the show throughout the day. Leave your name and number. She will get back to you. And listen, as we close on this American Rescue Plan and how it open enrollment comes to an end next Sunday, I think the message is clear. You don't know unless you call, right?
Exactly. Now, people, don't forget, this is not, if you're Medicare eligible, Penny is not the program we're talking about for you. So this is only under 65, because I had a lot of people calling me who were in Medicare and wanted to see if they qualified for Penny. This is not if you're eligible for Medicare. This is the program for under 65. And only if you're not offered insurance through your employer. If you're offered insurance through your employer, you do not qualify to get a subsidy.
All right. So
that's important things.
Just say that one more time so people hear that, and then they'll pick up the phone. Those who can call, 724-799-8873. Just repeat that one more time, please, Dina.
Okay. So people who are over 65, this does not pertain to you. This is for people under age 65. This is the program for you. Okay, and if your employer offers you insurance, you do not qualify for a subsidy. You're welcome to buy insurance on your own if your employer offers insurance, but you can't get a subsidy along with it. And the reason is your employer pays a portion of your insurance, so that would be considered like double dipping.
Right.
So we don't, yeah. So those people, I like get a lot of people who call who are like, well, my employer offers insurance, can you get me a better deal? No. Your employer is paying at least 50% for your portion. They don't have to pay anything for your spouse and children if they don't want. So we can always help them. So I do that a lot. The employee takes the insurance from their employer, but sometimes it's three times the cost to add your spouse and children. So instead of that, I can help them by getting them a plan. They still won't get a subsidy because you're getting the employer insurance, but it could be a lot less expensive to go direct than to go through the employer for the spouse and children.
All right, let me give you that phone number again. It is 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Now, if you have a question for her right now, you want to get in and you want to actually talk to her on the radio, you know, especially with what we're going to be talking about in our next segment as far as what is exactly covered and what isn't with traditional health care and Medicare, call us 866-391-1020. And remember, you can find out about everything that she does, Dina Schmidt at One Health Benefits, by going to her website. You're going to love it. Very interactive. She does a lot of stuff there, and you can check in on a regular basis. Even if you do become a part of her team, it's a good idea to follow her and see what's happening on a regular basis at onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out. That's onehealthbenefits.com. Let me give you the number as we go to break here. It's 724-799-8873. This would be a good time for you to call her or to call us. Her number is 724-799-8873. Our number is 866-391-1020. Dina Schmidt, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is written out, 724-799-8873. One more time, 724-799-8873. We'll be back. All right, we are back with Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits. We actually have some calls on the line, but let me remind you, my advice, call this number. She will get back to you for some of the things we're talking about today or something on your mind. My best advice is to call 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. All right, let's go to Frank in Lincoln Place. He's up first on KDK. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Rob?
Good. What's your question, bud?
My question is, I retired last year at 63. I'm 64 now. I won't turn 65 until May of next year. Is it too early to look into this, or when should I start looking into this? When should I call her?
Okay, Dina?
Okay, so you're retired. So did you take COBRA, or what did you do for insurance?
No, right now I'm on my wife's insurance.
Okay.
But she's not sure if they're going to keep me covered once I'm eligible for, the
Medicare.
Medicare, yes.
Right. Yeah. So what you want to do, the typical time frame for Medicare is you want to start planning 3 months before your birthday. So what month is your birthday?
My birthday's in May, but do they automatically sign you up for Medicare? Because when the benefit they sent me, they said, once I turn 65, they automatically sign me up for the regular Medicare,
Part A and Part B.
Insurance.
So they only They only do that if you're taking Social Security.
Yes, so I am taking Social Security right now.
Yeah, so then they will send you, they will sign you up for A and B, and they will send you your cards, but you can defer B if you want. So if your birthday is in May, that's February, March, April. February 1st, if you give me a call after this show, let's set up an appointment for the first week in February. You will have your A and B cards, and then we can discuss whether it's best interest for you to stay on your wife's plan and defer Part B, or it'd be in your best interest to take Medicare. So if you give me a call, we can set up an appointment. I'll put you on my schedule for February, and then we'll, you know, based on your situation, we'll look at whether it's better for you to stay with your wife's plan, and then you can defer B, or that you should take Medicare. But
well,
I need
what,
to ask
B
them
is what,
questions.
Is that the extra 20% they don't pay, or is that prescriptions?
No. No, so there's four parts to Medicare. A and B is original Medicare, and then we would get Part C and D. So A and B is what you automatically get. Yeah.
Okay, so call and leave a message to set me up for an appointment for February.
Yeah, give me a call after the segment because I don't have your number, and I'll return your call. We'll put something on the schedule for the first week of February.
Yeah, let me give you this number, Frank, and I'll give you a moment to get a piece of paper and pencil. 724-799-8873. I'll give you that number again. 724-799-8873. You know, and in Frank's defense, that's not the first time I've heard people say, oh, they just sign you up automatically when you turn 65. That's not the case, right, Dina?
Only if you're receiving Social Security. What they'll do is automatically sign you up for A and B and give you the option to defer B. But no, and people have no idea what to do. And it's not something I would want to tackle on my own, that's for sure.
All right, let's take another call. We have Pat in Churchill up next for Dina Schmidt. A very good question here. Dental coverage and Medicare. Good stuff. Pat, what's your question? Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. My question is, I have Medicare Part A and B, and I'd like to know if Medicare covers dental and vision. I'm hearing these advertisements on TV lately about the additional benefits that you can get, and I just wanted to know about the dental and vision, and if they do, how would I go about that, and is it, how much it would cost?
Okay. Okay, so you only have A and B? You don't have
yes.
Part C and D?
No.
Okay, so what are you doing for health care then? Because A and B only covers 80% of everything. What are you doing for the rest?
Well, I also have TRICARE.
Okay, well then TRICARE does all that. You can, you okay, so you can
as far
get
as I knew, TRICARE only covers dental and vision. You know, there's an extra charge for that, so I, you know, didn't get into that. I don't have that, but I thought that maybe I could get it under Medicare.
You can. It's not under original Medicare. What we'd want to do is add that additional C, and you would get a plan that you can pick whether you want a zero premium that has some basic dental, or you can pick a plan that's maybe $19 a month that has better dental. So there are options that you can get to get those bells and whistles, and some of them have zero premium. So, yes. So if you want, give me a call, and I will set up an appointment to show you those options as well.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All
bye.
Right. Again, here is Dina's number, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Dina, before we get through with this segment, we're only going to have one more after that segment because I really want to make sure that we spend time. We are going to share some success stories probably in the last segment because we're just about out of time in the third segment. And I want to talk about traditional health care and Medicare, things that are not covered that many people may think are covered. Talk about and give me some examples of that, will you please?
Oh, gosh, yes. So when, guys, I've seen it for 20 years. I've heard the calls that have come into the office. And even when I do this show, I try to touch on it, and it's always towards the end. And I don't think it's getting through to people because what people are doing is having something happen that's a catastrophic event. Then they call and say, can I get that insurance you were talking about on your show? Well, you got to get it before something happens. And let me show you what I'm referring to. So when you get a debilitating disease, say you get cancer and you live by yourself, who's going to help you when you're discharged in your home and you're getting your chemo as a pill? Who's going to help you? Do you have anyone? If you don't, you'd like to pay for an aide. Insurance isn't going to pay for that person to come in and help you as you want. Say you need your house to be made accommodable for a wheelchair. Insurance, health insurance isn't going to pay to make your house accommodate a wheelchair. Say you get ALS. Do you think the government is going to send you that wheelchair that you type into and it translates your typing into a voice so you could communicate with people? Heck no, you're going to get the wheelchair that's been passed around to everybody else. So those are the things that people don't think about. Those are policies that we call living benefits. They're so important, and this is what bothers me, is people go, oh, $100 a month, yeah, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. It's never going to happen to me. Okay, think about what you spend $100 on that you really didn't need to do. I mean, I walk into Costco and come out with $100 in junk I really didn't need. But I have those policies because I want to make sure if something happens to my husband, I can quit working today to be with him and take care of him because I have these policies in place. I can be sure that if they give me a drug that's used outside of the indication, which with cancer, guys, happens all the time, and insurance will not cover. If the doctor uses a medication and they can deny paying for that, if it's used out of indication to cure, and he's writing it to cure your cancer, and that happens all the time, I'm not going to worry about it because I have these plans in place. If there's a pill that isn't approved by the formulary because it just came out last month and the formulary reviews once a year, but this pill is the latest pill that won't make me lose my hair when I get chemo, I don't have to say no. I can take it because I have a plan in place. These are the things people don't think about that aren't going to be covered with your health insurance or your Medicare. These are the policies you need to call me for before something happens. I had a woman call me after the show, on my last show. I wanted to get that policy. My husband was just diagnosed. He has a tumor. Well, that's like your house is burning down. And as it's burning down, you go outside and call the insurance company. You go, can I buy some insurance? I don't have any, but my house is in the process of burning down. You can't do that, guys. You got to get it while you're healthy. And how many times have I heard, oh, I'm not going to get that. I take care of myself. I'm not on any pills. Let me tell you, my husband and I are marathon runners. My husband has a 32-inch waist. He doesn't eat processed food. He's extremely healthy. I am as well. Let me tell you, he's had cancer 3 times. It doesn't just pick the people who take care of themselves. So I am so passionate about these plans. They are affordable. It's whether you think it's worth it. But it's affordable, and you got to get it before something happens.
All right, Dina Schmidt, one more segment, but I highly advise you to call her, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. All right, we have a call. Let's talk to Kathy, who has a question or maybe a testimony, I think. So go ahead, Kathy. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I really appreciate Dina's help because I was on the insurance that really didn't help me except put me in some debt with tests and all that. And I really appreciate her help. It took her 10, 15 minutes. And I have now insurance that I can count on for some tests or blood work or whatever else I need. Instead of paying, major money, I can save some money. And I really, on a nanny salary, I couldn't save a whole lot. But now I can do something and have a quality care that I can count on. I really, really appreciate that.
Rob, I want to step in there and say her story is a wonderful, success story and something that we've been able to do. It was you know, Kathy was one that got in a plan that she didn't know but thought it was real insurance, and it wasn't.
Right.
And she didn't Absolutely. Know, and she had some medical issues, and the amount of money she had to pay out was insane. Meanwhile, yeah. all this time, she qualified for almost free insurance, and she also got that cost sharing I was speaking of. So now, yeah. I mean, she couldn't even get, she went and tried to get all her wellness for free, and it was, she was charged such a large amount because she didn't have real insurance. And I'm just mm-hmm. so glad this show, she heard me on this show, and she called.
Yeah.
And I remember you crying because you had no clue
yeah,
that this was
crying.
Available.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was crying. I even have now dental and vision for $55. I mean, come on. There's no way I could have even thought about that, not even calling you and finding that out. I mean, that's just, for me to have that, it's to really a peace of mind that I can count on somebody and not dish out a whole lot of money for tests that I'm going to have to go through and whatever else then needs to be done. So to keep me healthy. So I really, really appreciate it. And believe me, I'm still pinching myself thinking, do I really have that kind of insurance or is this a dream? So I really, really appreciate it. And you have been a real eye-opener. The way I went about it, I guess I got fished out and lent into something different. So I really, really appreciate for the knowledge and what you've taught me.
Well, listen, Kathy,
thank you
so much. You know, and that's the best way, I think, to end this show. When in doubt, throw it out. And when you really want content and healthcare you can count on, you need Dina Schmidt. And before I give you her number and website and all of that, Dina, I have 1 minute, and I'm going to give it totally to you. Go ahead, please. Your message.
Okay, guys, please call me before August 15th to look at your insurance if you're currently in penny, if you're uninsured. Call me if you're getting ready to retire and you want to and you need some help about it. Call me if you're aging in the Medicare, if you're losing your employer's insurance and you're Medicare eligible. I will promise to do what's right by you and give you the knowledge I have to educate you to know that you're getting what you deserve and what is available. So I look forward to talking to you guys. I've met some great people out there. I love the city of Pittsburgh. I've met such good friends. Hello to all of you out there. I know you're listening. This is what it's all about, just like that call right there. I still am smiling from that call from the day I helped her. I mean, she was crying because she had no idea that this was all available. So reach out. I'll do what I can for you. Be patient. I'm going to go for a run now. So if you call me right now, my phone's ringing. Give me 24 hours to return your call so I can go get a run in. And I'll give you a call back this weekend or next week.
All right, Dina, it's always a pleasure being with you. Have a great run and a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You have a great week. Bye, Rob.
All right, 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is written out. 724-799-8873.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.